This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. This program is sponsored by New Zealand Bridge, sponsors of Grassroots Bridge across the nation.
Welcome to the Bridge Zone. You're at the table with Barry and Mariana. Today we are going to get a sermon from Barry about reverse. You think that's a good time to do a sermon? It's only Monday.
Reverse seems to be one of the hardest things for beginners to grasp. And you know what? Sometimes people that aren't beginners don't grasp them either. Yeah, it just seems to be like, and some people say, we don't play reverses. Well, yes, you do play reverses. If you open a heart and partner says a no trump and you say two spades, you've just reversed. You can't say that you don't play them. It means something. So in that example, one heart, one no trump, two spades, it says you've got five hearts, you've got four spades, and you've got, wow, 16 plus points. Some people play it as even stronger than that. It's certainly a strong hand. And it is forcing for one round.
Yeah, well, then that falls into the category of what is forcing. I would have thought one heart to one no trump to two spades would have been forcing. Some people pass.
A reverse is forcing. It's forcing for one round. It could be 19 or 20 points that wasn't quite good enough to open two clubs and was the wrong shape to open two no trumps. Sometimes you just have to open one of a suit and then make a strong bid. And a reverse is one of the strongest bids you can make. It's forcing for a round. Partner can't pass it.
That's a good reminder, though. Now, what do you mean if it's the right shape to open two no trumps?
If you've got five hearts and four spades and a singleton club, you really don't want to open that hand two no trumps.
Yeah.
Because that would be showing 20 to 22. And I don't mind a little bit off shape. But with four or five in the majors, I don't think that's a good time to be doing it. I think you're better off to open a heart. If partner hasn't got anything, well, at least you're playing in your five-card suit and you've got 20 points. You've probably got a reasonable chance of making it. But if they have got enough points to bid, if they can bid one spade, that's tremendous. If they can't bid one spade, then they'll have to bid one no-trump if they've only got a few points. Then you can reverse into spades. Now, you know partner hasn't got spades because they would have bid them. You're trying to figure out where the best place to play is. You know, it might be no-trumps. It might be hearts. It might even be spades if partner's got three spades and that's the best place you can play in. Although I just add once again, they don't pass two spades, though. They have to bid something. I mean, when partner bids a no-trump over one of a major, they can have a lot of different hands. It's not showing a balanced hand in 6 to 9. It just says, I haven't got hearts, I haven't got spades, I've got 6 to 9 points, I want to bid something. They might have just a 6 or 7 points and maybe they might have 6 or 7 diamonds and 4 clubs or who knows what they've got. And they haven't got enough points to bid at the two level. They just have to bid one no trump sometimes. One no trump is a huge range of hands. Relatively weak hands, but that doesn't mean they haven't got a lot of shape.
I can't remember whether I read it or someone was talking about it. When you've got two double tins and one of them happens to be the ace and king of another suit to open as no trump.
Well, I don't like to open two no trumps with 5-4 in the majors. Some people probably do. But if you had 4 or 5 of a major and 4 or 5 of a minor, 5-4 either way around, and you feel like you want to open that hand two no trumps, there's no law against it. You may not do it if you've got all of your values in your two long suits, but if you had things like ace, queen, doubleton in one of you and king X in the other, opening two no trumps is probably quite a good idea. You'd like to be the clearer. You'd like to get led up to with these cards. So you might decide to open two no trumps rather than opening your five card suit. But with 5-4-3-1 shape or 5-4-0-4 or whatever, any of those, I don't like to open two no trumps with that hand. It might. I'm not saying it won't work out. Sometimes it will, but I think it's maybe asking a bit too much for partner ever to try and figure out what the heck you've got if you start opening those hands two no trumps.
Very good. What's been happening in your neck of the woods?
Oh, we had a few events on over the weekend. I played in the Spa Town teams.
Oh, that's always a good tournament.
And Nelson had a teams event on as well. Palmerston North had a restricted pairs.
Who won the Spa Town teams?
Well, it wasn't me.
Okay.
The winners were Grant Jarvis and Jan Cormack and Ken and Kathy Yule.
Oh, right. Okay.
So they won five out of their six matches. Yeah, so they won. We won five out of our six matches too, but we didn't get as many VPs as they did, so we wound up second. So
Oh, well done.
that was Bailiff and Judge Julie and Jenny and I.
Right.
Yes, it's happened. So the Nelson Open Teams was on over the weekend. That was won by the Grey team, Steve and Lindsay Grey, Pam Dravitsky and Catherine Brooks. Second were John Patterson and Kate Davies, Maurice Carter and Jim Jessup. Other events, Paihia had a 5A Swiss Pairs. The winner of that was John McIntosh and Hamish Brown from Fuchsia Wen and Ian Berrington.
Okay.
Now, I've got a confession to make.
What's that?
Well, I made a bit of an error last week when I was talking about the Hawke's Bay results.
Oh.
I announced the winners of the pairs, and apparently there was a north south and an east west field. I mentioned Scott Smith and Charles Kerr, but I didn't mention the other pair.
Oh, okay. Well, let's correct your mistake then.
Okay, and east west, the winners were Diana and Hugh McAllister.
Very good. Go
And
Waikato Bays.
I also said the team's result I gave was for the qualifying rounds, not for the final result. So the winners of the teams were Patrick Darcy and Dean Soule with Ray Grucher and Graham Norman. I got that bit right. But second was the Smith team, which was Scott Smith and Charles Kerr again with Bob Hurley and Russell Wilson.
Sorry about that, folks.
Not the first mistake we've made in 7 years. Probably won't be the last. We do our
Right.
best.
Yeah, we do.
In session, the court's in session now. Here come the judge. Here
Good
come the
morning,
judge.
Judge Jolie. Nice to see you.
Morning.
Right, we've got a question about comparable bids and subsets. Is that something to do with Subway? You buy a sandwich there, or what are subsets? The auction went something like two no trumps, pass, two diamonds. Now, what are they allowed to do? What's a comparable bid? And what the hell is a subset?
Not accepted. So that's fine. Subway, no, you might want to eat a lot after this explanation. That's about all I can say about it. Okay, comparable call is when someone does something wrong, and then we're trying to get everything back on track and make sure that the information the partner receives is contained within anything that they change to. So if someone makes an insufficient bid, the first thing that can happen is that you can correct it to the same bid, a level higher, right? So two diamonds corrected, three diamonds is fine. Sometimes two diamonds means something like, oh, I don't know, they need to bid three diamonds and they bid two diamonds and it's a transfer, right? So the director will go away and they'll have a look at their hand and they'll say, what was it you were intending to do? Transfer, okay. What does three diamonds mean? It means transfer. Bob's simple. I'll read it out the law specifically here because I know quite a few people are in the process of doing practical exams and all the rest of it at the moment. If an insufficient bid is not accepted, A, if the insufficient bid is corrected by the lowest sufficient bid, which specifies the same denominations as that specified by the withdrawn call. So your example, two no trumps, two diamonds showing hearts, three diamonds, those hearts, showing exactly the same stuff as it would have. No problem. All the bids that are available are the same. So say it goes one diamond opener by your partner, one diamond by your partner pass, one spade by you, the opponents overcall three clubs, and partner bids two hearts. So first of all, two hearts is insufficient. The bid of three hearts by them has to have the same information. That's got to show the same values, well, similar values. When they bid two hearts, they're promising you four hearts and they're promising you 12 to 14 points. That can be corrected to three hearts or four hearts. If they don't, you go away from the table and they'll say they want to double perhaps to show hearts or something like that. But a double would promise a wider range of things. It wouldn't necessarily promise four hearts. It might promise three or something like that. Barry opens one heart, you're his opponent, you overcall one diamond. You think you're making an opening bid. So you can correct it to two diamonds. It promises the same thing and three diamonds. But there are bids that you can't make that might say Michael's that you can't make because not only do they show diamonds, they show other bids.
Just going back to the example with our transfer thing. What if I open a club, they overcall a heart, and then Jenny bids one heart,
Yeah, well, that's
which
insufficient.
that could have been a transfer to.
Okay, so one club, one heart overcall, right?
Yep.
And Jenny bids one heart.
Yep.
Not accepted. She has to make it sufficient. What bid does she have that shows four or more spades, right?
Yep.
What bid does she have available that would show four or more spades, which would be comparable without showing other stuff or different values?
Well, double would show four spades, one spade would show
Always,
five plus
all
spades.
double would always show four spades. It wouldn't show
Yes.
a hand that might be strong and
Yep.
forcing later on with hearts
So she
four or five.
can't bid one spade because is that a transfer to clubs, are you saying? Or
She could bid one spade, right?
Right.
That spades. But the other thing here, Barry, is when she bids one heart over the one heart, if she changes that to a double, do all your doubles guarantee 100% in that position that they have four spades? Or do some of them have hands that are stronger that will be
No.
bid differently?
No, it would always show four spades. If she had a
So
stronger hand, she'd have to bid something else.
what? Okay. So if it went a diamond, a heart, a partner bid two hearts, what would that show?
That would be a good raise in diamonds.
You want to
Or
ask for a
better.
hold, if you want to ask for a hold in diamonds, what do you bid and go to game? What would you bid first?
Well, she'd just have to bid a suit. She must have a suit if she hasn't got spades and she hasn't
So a
got.
new suit is 100% forcing.
Absolutely. Yeah, we don't play negative free bids.
Okay, because some of these things, and this is where you get when you're directing, is in some of these situations, what happens is a bid often shows, like a double might show four of the suit as a change for a comparable bid. But some of the time, people play double and bid
I know
as
they
just
do.
an option. Therefore, it's not comparable because some of the information contained in that double is outside of what the person knows from the original insufficient bid. And that is not allowed.
All right.
Now, we have a thing when you're making the ruling is that if you think it's right, but you're not certain, then we allow that the director can keep the conversation going. You'll allow the insufficient bid to be changed, and you'll go back later to check that there is no damage. Because some of the time, we don't know. 90% of the time at club level, we have really, really simple options that aren't affected by the comparable call thing. One of them is that you open one no trump and you overcall one heart, for example, right? You can correct two hearts. But there are things where things change about what is shown by the hand. They're all in the stuff that we got sent out when the new law came in 2017. There are times where the bid that you're going to make is not comparable. Ace asking comes up heaps of time. Someone wants to go ace asking and their partner bids four clubs Gerber, for example, and then the opponents overcall four spades, or they were going to bid four clubs and now they're bidding something different, or the response to the ace ask gets thrown out by doubles and things. So people make an insufficient bid because they didn't expect anyone to bid. So say we say we've had a complicated sequence, partners bid four no trumps, our opponents overcall five hearts and partner bids five
Five
clubs
hearts or
or
five
five
clubs.
diamonds, right? If there's nothing that they can correct it to that shows exactly what they've got, and there will be some people that play a thing called dopey or ropey or potey or pori or something like that, where they can show exactly the same thing, but a lot of people won't be able to. So the bid will not be comparable. They will have to guess what to do. So there are times where you can correct really comfortably and have no trouble whatsoever, but there are times where if there's more information than contained with the initial insufficient bid, the partner, if that's not comparable, the partner will be barred from the auction. The person that made the bid can keep bidding. Nothing bars them from the auction. And there is always the thing about lead penalties. Okay, so if you're directing and you get an insufficient bid and you think, ah, what do I do? Because sometimes we're playing directors and it gets even harder. You can allow it to continue if you think that the information is contained, there's no extra information. But every now and then something will happen where you'll go back and you'll change the result. And if I was a playing director, that would be something that I would do. Because you've got to play the hands yourself and you've got time issues and you've got a world of pain in this. And you will know at your club what people play.
Yep. So the difference between a comparable call and a subset is
A
comparable
comparable
call.
call, when we're looking at what is a comparable call,
Yeah.
the information has to be contained within a subset. If I make an opening bid, my partner expects me to have 12 plus points, and so they open one heart, I overcall one diamond. My partner expects me to have 12 plus points and at least four diamonds.
Right.
So I can overcall two diamonds probably, as long as the two diamond overcall promises at least something that you would open on or seriously consider opening on. And a
Right.
jump to three diamonds, if they play intermediate jumps, also will fall within all the stuff that the one diamond,
So they're all in the subset.
that they all fit roughly what was contained with the original opening bid. But if three diamonds is a weak jump overcall, then that information is different to the one diamond opening. Or if they want to bid one no trump, or if they want to do something different, or make a Michael's Q bid, which shows diamonds in another suit, that is more information than was originally given, or
I
different
see.
information than was originally given in the original insufficient bid. Okay. So we're not worried if it's four, maybe then shows five, because the close enough that we'll let the auction continue and it's unlikely to impact on the final result. But we are concerned when things start showing other suits or other ranges that weren't originally contained in the original bid.
Oh, well, that bit I can understand.
Okay, well, that's what a subset is. So a Venn diagram gives you a circle that has the information of the bid that you intended to make when you made the insufficient bid. And the next circle we've got is the one that the information that is contained in the bid we are correcting it to. Okay. And they have to basically fit, they basically both have to be the same. I can have a more defined range, like my jump overcall is 12 to 14 instead of one diamond being 12 to 19 or 20. So I can be more defined because that fits entirely in that original circle. All right. But I can't be less defined. That's
That
probably
sounds
about the best
simple
I've
enough,
done.
doesn't it, Barry?
I'm sure you wanted this question asked today, Mariana. It was all
So
Mariana's idea.
and I'll look up some examples over the next week or so I can confuse you to a greater degree next time I talk to
Okay,
you.
before you go, Julie, I've got a question for Mariana, but I want Julie to be here to hear it for
Okay.
her obvious reasons. So
Be
the
nice.
question is, Mariana, if you're playing in a team's event and you finished your match at your table and you're ready to score up, you look over at your teammates' table and they've got a director at the table, you probably think, well, whatever, they've got the director there. How do you feel if they've got two directors there, Mariana? Do you think, is there going to be an ambulance next or what?
Two directors at the table. Oh my goodness.
How about we had the chief director, the person in charge of directing at the table, and we had the other person who was learning something, all right, and there was nothing major going on at all. There was just
But
one of
just
those.
think of your teammates. Obviously, this was Patrick and Julie at the other table. They've got these two directors over there trying to sort something out. Oh, my God, what have they done wrong this time? I thought.
Four directors at the table, my
If
goodness.
we'd known that you had finished and you were looking, we would have kept calling for more directors, Barry.
That would be a bit nerve-wracking, wouldn't you? Hey,
Anyway,
well, that was pretty good if they had a buddy director there gaining experience, were they?
Who was it?
it
What
was
was
Nick.
spelled?
He's a recently qualified director,
Yeah.
and it was good for him to be there. And
Which Nick
he
was
was
it? Really good. He helped with the caddying and things. He was also doing stuff and listening up, which is a really good thing to do when you
Which
get
Nick
called to the
was it? Nick
table.
Saunders or Catalan?
I thought it was Nick that was at the tournament because I knew they were doing their exam. But yes, so good to see because it can be quite hard. And people do get rather intimidated when they come to our table. So both Nicks from Te Ao Muta Bridge Club actually attended the tournament directors and both qualified. That was Yeah,
awesome.
that was excellent. Yeah. No, very, very good.
Probably a lot less stressful if they're at a tournament where they've got somebody like Ellen Joseph in charge and they can
Every tournament. I mean, that's why, you have someone who's there to supervise. But I mean, if we go to a tournament and someone's directing it that's not qualified, then they can direct it because they've got someone for backup. If they need help, it's easy.
Well, I think that's great that they're getting more
Oh, great.
experience.
Yeah, really, really good.
All righty. Well, thank you very much for your wisdom there.
Yeah.
Sunset. Oh, it's a word that's hardly ever used, actually, I believe, at tournaments.
Mathematical is the problem. Okay. So a bit of math, bit of the geometry, I think it is. But Venn diagrams is what it's all about.
Thanks so much, Judgy, and we'll catch you
Okay.
next week.
Okay, bye.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run.
Awesome. And it's time for Barry's tip.
Oh, I haven't got one.
You haven't got one.
Yeah, I have got one. I was
Oh
just
my
kidding.
goodness.
We
You're
were just
pulling the
talking about
chain.
it. It's all right, listeners. She asked me if I had a tip, and I said, yep. So then she came on and asked me for it, and I thought, I pretty haven't got one now. But anyway, my tip. It's one that I've mentioned before, but it's one that people just don't do. And you really need to do it with your favorite partner or any partner or even a new partner. And that is, if you get doubled in one no trump, what do you do? Do you just play Stamen and transfers? I'd recommend that you don't. But if you have a defense where you can show a long miner or two suit, whatever your poison is, make sure you talk about it. And that you know what you're doing. Because if you get this wrong, it's very expensive. I mean, you can make errors at the bridge table, and some of them cost you a little bit, some of them cost you a bit more. But when you get it wrong, when you get doubled in a no trump, and then you get doubled in something else, and then you get doubled in something else, you know what? It can be time for the ambulance to be called.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is that if you overcall one no trump and get doubled, which is probably even more likely. If they've opened at the one level and you've overcalled and the hand on your left's got a few points and they decide to double you, it should still apply. Whatever your defense to one no trump doubled is, should still apply. Like if you open one no trump and they double and you have a defense, that's awesome. You need to have a defense. If they open a diamond, you overcall a no trump and they double, your defense still applies. Some people might play don't, where redouble says, I have a five card suit that I want to run to, bid two clubs, and I will. Tell you what it is. I'll pass if it's clubs and I'll correct it if it isn't. If they bid directly, it doesn't show a five card suit. It shows that suit and one higher. That's don't. That's one of many, many systems. I don't play that.
Yep.
I don't know whether Mariana does either, but a lot
Well,
of people
this
do.
time I'm playing
You are
it.
playing that.
We're playing it
Well,
in Thailand.
you're in Thailand at the moment. I will just tell you that even in Thailand, if you get doubled in no trump, it's still expensive if you get it wrong. My advice to you is make sure you know what you're doing. I don't really mind what you play. Make sure you discuss it and you don't just pass because just passing is not going to get you out of jail. In fact, it's probably going to get you in jail.
That's a good tip because a lot of people don't really think about that. I think that is probably way down the line. The first thing I think people say when they get together in partnership, what are you ace asking? How do we play aces? That comes before what do we do after one no trump is doubled?
One no trump gets doubled, it'd be lucky if it comes up at all. You're right. They'll talk about key card and they'll talk about what their two bids mean. And this is quite a basic thing that happens a lot. And you need to know what you're doing. Thank me later.
Thank you. Yes, send them an email. Thank you, Barry. Bridgezoneshuffle at gmail.com.
Well, here he comes again. Fastest thing. Who's that with? Ethel? Is that you, Ethel? Where do you think you're going? On his anatomy. You can't even give us a tea.
Anyway, that's about it for us this
Hang on
week.
a minute, hang on a minute. Just before we go, I just saw some results from Thailand, and Mariana just clocked up a 70 and a bit in the last session. Well, the second or third session, whatever it is. And she's leading this event. What's it called, the event you're playing in?
The Montres. So the villa that we're staying at is called the Montres Villa Royale. And so the session, there's nine sessions. Montrez Villa sessions. I tell you what, you're
So
always
the
going to
design
have a
sessions, and how many sessions have you played?
four.
So she's leading by 15 or 16%. Well, we're probably putting the mockers on here, listeners, by telling you this at
Commentator's
the
curse.
moment. Commentator's guess, she's 15% clear. If we come on next week and she hasn't held on to win, it's going to be a sad day. But
It's
anyway,
going to be
there you go.
real sad. Well, I tell you what, you need more in your system over here than knowing what to do after your one no trump doubled is. You need an umbrella. It rains a lot here. Perfectly sunny, and then it rains, and then it's windy, sunny again, and then rain.
I don't mind getting wet, but I do mind getting doubled in one no trump. But
Yeah.
anyway, it's all good. Enjoy the rest of your trip, and we will wait with bated breath to see what happens in the
Yeah,
Montrese Trophy.
fingers and toes crossed, Barry. Fingers and toes crossed. Introducing Gavin Wolpert, professional bridge player. Check out his videos on YouTube.
Well, let me get to these bridge questions that came. So, first one is, do you play losing trick count? So, losing trick count's funny. I do think it's really important for you to look at your losers on your hand. And I'm very, very often counting my losers in my hand. And then from that, I start to think of what my partner's range is. And then whether with my partner's range of points, like if my partner shows me 10 to 12 points, I often look and see, well, can those 10 to 12 points fill in all of my holes? So I do, in some sense, think of losers, but I don't do losing trick count. I'm not religious to it, and I'll tell you why. It's a crutch. It'll help you in the beginning, but it will prevent your development. That's what I think about losing trick count. It's something that's taught to people. It's kind of a shortcut that stops you from having to use judgment. So I don't teach losing trick count. I don't think it's right to play, but I don't think it's a bad thing to know. I just don't think that you should base your whole bidding philosophy on losing trick count because it's going to block you from learning proper judgment. So put it that way. But in the meantime, it'll help you evaluate hands. It'll help you evaluate your distributional hands better than what we're taught out of the box. It's definitely an improvement on just high card points. Yeah, I do feel high card points are very similar, that but we need something, some way of quantifying our strength for our partner. So we need some kind of high card points. Okay, I'm done sharing my screen. Glad we got to go over some bridge stuff. See you next time.
Okay, everybody, that's it for us. So
Bye for now.
until then, see you.
New Zealand Bridge, sponsoring bridge from beginner to international nationwide. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.